Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Miracles of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, part 8. We all know that the first battle in Islam was the Battle of Badr. Interestingly, it took place in the month of Ramadan. Now, there were a number of miracles associated with this historic occasion in the history of Islam. Firstly, we know that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Muslims were a small number of people, 313 ill-equipped. They left Medina with the intention of intercepting the caravan of Abu Sufyan because the Meccans were constantly a thorn in the side of the Muslims. And the Meccans left Makkah with an army that was prepared for war. The Muslims were not prepared for war. En route, this is what transpired. So 313 ill-equipped Muslims facing 1,000 strong, properly equipped soldiers who were ready for war. So the odds were stacked against them. The one miracle is, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made it such that in the eyes of the Muslims, the Meccans, the polytheists, actually looked fewer than what they were. إِذْ يُرِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنَامِكَ قَلِيلًا. Allah showed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a vision, a dream, and he made that army look smaller than what it actually was. And in terms of the polytheists, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made the Muslims look even smaller than what they were, even smaller than the 313, so that they could become complacent and they could become overconfident. That was the first miracle. The second, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about this in Surah Al-Anfal, that before the battle started, إِذْ يُغَشِّيكُمُ النُّعَاسَ أَمَنَةً مِّنْ. Imagine the two armies are facing each other. You are part of the army that is ill-equipped, doesn't have enough conveyances, doesn't have enough equipment to fight, did not come out prepared for war. And here there's an army that's three times yours in number and is totally equipped. And now you go to sleep. You go to sleep. SubhanAllah. It was a miracle. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made it possible for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba to go to sleep so that it could bring some tranquility and it could bring some peace from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَيُنَزِّلُ عَلَيْكُم مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. And unexpectedly rain came, لِيُطَهِرَكُمْ بِهِ, to refresh the spirit of the Muslims. وَيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمْ رِجْزَ الشَّيْطَانِ, to allay the whisperings of the devil and to give the Muslims that firmness that they required. So that was the second miracle. And as a result of the rain, the sand became loose and the Muslims now became quite firm in their determination. The third miracle associated with the Battle of Badr was that when the battle was about to start, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and he took some sand, some dust in his hands, and he threw it in the directions of the enemy. And how much of dust or sand can fit into the palm of one man? Yet, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam threw it, by a miracle, that dust hit and penetrated the eyes, the nose, and the mouth of every single person from the 1,000 army of the Quraysh that left Makkah. And it made them, you know, lose orientation. They became disillusioned. They became perplexed, confused. You know, when somebody throws dust into your face, it takes you a while before you can get your bearings, as we say. And Allah makes reference to this. وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى. You didn't throw when you threw. It was Allah who made you throw in a miraculous way. And it created confusion and it gave Muslims the initial advantage. And then lastly, Allah sent angels. This was another miracle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Initially 1,000, then 3,000, then 5,000 angels came to assist the Muslims. The Sahaba say, we were about to strike an enemy and he would just drop dead. And afterwards, when the battle was over, you could see the marks of those who were killed directly by the angels. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba, I can see Jibreel coming and he's leading the army. So the Battle of Badr, in that story, there are a number of miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that become manifest. It's a story that we should read and a story from which we should take lesson, especially since it transpired during the month of Ramadan. On that note, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.